Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Hello, Rob. How you doing?
Yes, I'm doing excellent. How are you?
Oh, wonderful. I was just waiting to start the show, and I don't. The show has started, but I don't hear the audio clip, so we'll just start off doing what we're going to do, okay?
That's fine with me.
Okay. Now, the first question that I have for our listeners is, let me ask you, do you have a problem? Would you like to learn how to deal with it? Have you ever tried walking away from your problems? Can you imagine being a reading fanatic? Tell me, do you know that reading is a habit that you can cultivate? Tell me, when was the last time you heard that 77% of the information we receive on a daily basis is negative? That's an amazing amount of negativity coming into our life every day. Or better yet, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that you've been looking for? Now, are you ready to learn how to be successful? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. And I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Successimal Stories. Today, I am going to be introducing you to my guest, who is a success coach extraordinaire. He's been on the show before, and he has provided us with wonderful, informative, and inspirational lessons, and some really, really great advice. Before I introduce you to my guest, I'd love to invite you to call in. The call-in number is 818-431-8506 with any questions that you have during our interview. I am pleased to announce that our live show today is featured on the front page at blogtalkradio.com. I've been honored to become a featured host, and we now have over 250,000 wonderful listeners today. Now, let me tell you a little bit about my guest today. He was born in Aurora, Illinois, and was raised in a single-family home with a younger sister and brother. Times were tough, and the decisions that he made were not good, to put it mildly. Drugs and alcohol were his main focus from the age of 11 until 28. As you can imagine, life was not a good one. One decision, stop using drugs and alcohol, that was the start. He began to change everything, people, places, and things. This approach worked for a while. Changing the external was a start. After about 2 years being drug-free and alcohol-free, the routine got to be incredibly boring. The Magic of Thinking Big by Dr. David Schwartz was the turning point. Not only does the exterior need to change, the interior is where the work needs to be done. External changes are temporary if the internal is not changed also. You will know the tree by the fruit it bears. How do you ensure that you have good fruits? The roots need to be a fertile soil. Our guest is very good with analogies. A picture painted on the mind has far more impact than instruction alone. This success coach is recognized as one of the nation's leading experts on safe investment alternatives. He is an independent financial advisor who has been helping customers with tax advantage investment alternatives for the past 10 years. He is the author of Ask the Right Questions, Get the Right Answers, and Starting Over. Both titles are available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. It's my pleasure to welcome back to our show again, Robert Hill. Hi, Rob. How are you doing today?
I'm doing excellent, January, and thank you. Thank you very much for inviting me on the show.
Oh, it's wonderful to have you. The last time we had you on the show. We were talking about the election, and I know it didn't go your way. What are your thoughts on how the economy is going to recover with what's going on over in Washington with going over the cliff?
Well, first and foremost, let me say that I'm not surprised by the election results. However, I am disappointed. Secondly, what's got, if your out goal is more than your income, your upkeep will be your downfall.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And that goes with the household as well as the government.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Our government and us taxpayers, we have a host-parasite relationship. Okay? Us taxpayers, we are the host, and the government is the parasite, along with everybody else that's standing in line for those government handouts.
Right.
Government help breeds dependency. And once you get these people dependent on the government has no choice but to keep on taking from us to give to them so that they can stay in power.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, as far as our debt goes, they throw these numbers out there, $16 trillion. But that's not even that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Right.
It's far worse than that. And then we've got a government just printing money like crazy, which is lowering the value of all the other money out there. I have a really interesting blog called 10 Pillars of Economic Wisdom on my website.
Okay, okay.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, we'll have to talk about that. 10 Colors
of
Economic.
10 Pillars.
Pillars.
10 Pillars.
Pillars, okay. All right, but now let's talk about what you are willing to walk away from. This is a fabulous article that you've written, and I start off by saying many times I am told how smart and wise I sound. When someone says this to me, I immediately let them know that I was only smart enough to know that I do not know. I read books. Tell us your philosophy of life.
Well, it's like this, January. Just I'm a very simple person, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And just to keep things really simple, you don't have – see, experience is the slowest, most unforgiving teacher you ever want to get with, okay?
Right.
So the goal is to get as much experience as you can in as less time as you can, okay? Since you don't have enough time to learn everything, you might as well read the book. Somebody has already done it. Somebody's already been through it. And most successful people have written instructions about how they did it.
Right.
So why not go that way?
You really do not need to reinvent the world or the wheel in this world that we live in, especially with all the access people can get through the Internet. A lot of books are e-books now. It's very easy to find things out, isn't it?
Well, yes, but see, you have to ask the right question. Because advice is very plentiful, very plentiful. But you got to get the right advice. See, the fastest way to success is you gotta have a mentor. Okay. The fastest way to failure in any endeavor is to listen to no one.
Yeah.
The second fastest way to failure is to listen to everyone.
Oh, okay, that's good. And now you have attended seminars and you read books. And who do you single out as your most influential mentor?
Well, my most influential mentor, I would have to say, is the Bible.
Oh, good.
See, because every success principle or every book that I've ever looked at can be traced right back to the teachings of Jesus Christ.
Okay. You know, right now we're going to take a break and hear something about our host. And when we come back, I want Rob to share with us his website information and also to share with us how the Bible helped him going from merely to surviving into a life of living. We'll be right back with Rob Hill.
Lately, there's a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th commandment, you'll find out what people whine about and how to stop them from whining. This is the perfect gift book to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shall Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor with her book being published in Korea and China. You can find Thou Shall Not Whine at Amazon.com.
Welcome back with my wonderful guest, Rob Hill. Rob, could you share with our listeners your website information and tell them where they can get your books?
Okay. First and foremost, the book is available at most major online retailers, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and so forth.
Uh-huh.
And my website information is www.rhillenterprisesinc.com. That's INC.com, all one word. rhillenterprisesinc.com.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, when you're talking about the Bible and it being the thing that helped you the most, or the most important book in the world, I don't think anyone will disagree with you. How often do you read the Bible?
It's a daily thing, see.
Uh-huh.
What happens is, January, is this right here. It is my personal opinion that the Bible was written in such a way as to be a journey of discovery. See, as you expand your mind, more is revealed in the Bible. So, see, God's wisdom did not stop with the Bible. There are plenty of other books out here to help explain what you're reading in the Bible. So that's why you can't just stick to this one thing. You got to expand your horizons, because things make more sense when you got a broader base of knowledge.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, you wrote another wonderful article, and it's called entitled Awareness. And in it you state, "It's been through years of trial and error that I have learned to learn those things that I did not know about myself. We have a wonderful tool called our mind that, when used properly, will produce for us a life worth living, or through our own neglect that will destroy us." When you look back on your life and the turning point for when you went from a life of drugs and alcohol and addiction to getting clean, was there one particular turning point for you?
Well, yes, January. The major turning point for me was when, let me just paint a picture for you. When I used to use drugs and alcohol, it felt like my soul was being ripped away from me, okay? And if you can imagine that, I mean, we're talking about the ultimate pain. That is what I was experiencing when I was using. The latter days of my using got me to that point. I felt like I wanted to jump off the earth, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what motivated me to change.
That is so wonderful that you are willing to share this. And I know you do the 12-step program, and is that something that you do on a daily basis now?
Yeah, well, yes, it's a regular thing. It's, you know what? It's your habits that determine your future.
Uh-huh.
See, you can't decide your future. What you can decide is your habits, and your habits will determine your future.
Mm-hmm. You know, you state that dissatisfaction is a creative force. Talk about that, because I think that's what's going to inspire some of our listeners who are out there and not feeling very productive or creative.
Well, okay, January, let me start out by saying this. If you're looking at your life and you don't like it, okay, see, if you don't change the uncomfortable. You will get comfortable with the uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that creative state that evolves out of dissatisfaction is what's going to drive. That's what keeps you wondering, is this it? Is there something more for me? You know, what's the next step?
Mm-hmm.
See, I always tell people that life is lived on levels and arrived at in stages. And the pain that you're feeling right now, whether it's mental, physical, or spiritual, or financial, or whatever, it's
right.
because you just don't know.
Uh-huh.
Now you've got to find out what it is that you need to know to get to where it is you want to be. Now, see, what a lot of people want to do is they want it to happen right now. It's like hitting a lottery. But January, you know, you can't go down a long way and then come up a short way.
Uh-huh. Right.
Okay? It's just if you go down a long way, you've got to come up a long way. You got to come up twice as far as you fall, okay? Because you just don't want to stay at even. Even is lukewarm. Even is where you're neither hot nor cold. And see, you've got to be one or the other, okay? So it's better to take a real good look at where you're at right now. And I would submit to you that where your life is right now is the sum total of all the choices that you've made up to this point.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't like where you are, then you have got to change your choices.
That it's up to you. You have the talents and abilities that will allow you to make your life more more believed, more possible, and you have to focus. Talk a little bit about balance, too. Many times we read about balance, and give me your take on what balance means to finding the right path.
Well, balance is a funny thing, you know. I mean, if you look in the dictionary, you're going to see that it means having equal on both ends. Well, see, we as human beings, we can't do that because we've got more than two ends.
Yeah, for sure.
So I liken balance to wherever I'm at, that is where I'm at, mind, body, and soul. Okay? And that allows me to not get things cross-wired. Okay? When I'm with my family, that's where I'm at. I'm with my family. When I'm doing my work or when I'm writing, that's what I'm doing. I'm either writing or doing my work. And so wherever I'm at, that's where I take all of me. That's how I determine balance.
Oh,
see,
that's good advice.
You can't carry work home to the dinner table with you.
Right.
That's gonna give you indigestion.
So
you don't want to do that. You know, you want to keep everything where it's supposed to be. And at least that's what works for me.
Yeah. The art of learning to live in the moment, it truly is an art, because so many people spend their life fretting about what happened in the past or worrying about what's going to happen in the future, and they miss the moment that they're in. And that's a sad part that a lot of people have to deal with in their life. Don't you agree?
Oh, January, you couldn't have said it better. Mark Twain once said that he's had thousands and thousands of things to worry about that never even happened. That's projecting into the future. As far as the past goes, you got to set the bag down.
Yes.
You can't carry that baggage into the future. Leave it where it is. I mean, forgive yourself, forgive whoever you need to forgive, and move on.
Mm-hmm. Forgiveness is a big part of the process, don't you agree?
Yes, but see, a lot of people, they really don't understand what forgiveness means, okay? Forgiveness is the one thing, is giving your sincere apology, but then also you have got to not do it again.
Ah, yeah.
Uh-huh. You can't go and do it. You can't just keep on saying, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, and you keep doing the same thing.
Yeah, yeah. You have to make a positive change on your direction and your focus. This is such good advice. We're going to take a break now, and I want to share with everyone a wonderful organization that I support, and I hope some of you will be interested in joining up with us. We'll be right back with Rob Hill.
What is AATH? The Association for Applied and Therapeutic Humor is a nonprofit, member-driven international community of humor and laughter professionals and enthusiasts. AATH provides its members the education, cutting-edge resources, and supportive community they need to excel in the practice and promotion of healthy humor. AATH welcomes anyone who is interested in learning more about the application and benefits of therapeutic humor. Members include scholars, psychologists, counselors, nurses, social workers, physicians, educators, clergy, hospital clowns, and many others who incorporate humor in their life and work. AATH was created to disseminate information about humor and laughter, laughter play and well-being, provide a caring, supportive community of humor professionals and enthusiasts. Check out our AATH at www.aath.org today.
Welcome back with my guest, Rob Hill. And we've been talking about changing course in direct in your life, getting focused. And one of the articles that you wrote, Bob, that I love is the atmosphere that you permit. And you state that the habit of reading was a challenge to cultivate. Tell us how you handled that challenge.
Well, January, when I made the decision that I needed to change my mm-hmm. life, mm-hmm. and I finally got to the point to where reading was critical to the personal development aspect. You know, when I started reading, I would get sleepy.
A lot of people do.
I mean, you know, you can say, well, I don't read. I you know, I get the first thing I want to do is go to sleep. Well, see, I had to view that a different way. See, that sleep was trying to keep me from getting to where I wanted to be. So what I had to do was I had to change my focus. I changed my focus from I'm reading this boring book to I am changing my life for the better. The focus determines your energy. It's what you focus on. See, if you focus on, oh, I got to go to work today, or you focus on, well, I get to feed my family today, mm-hmm. you know, that just a change in focus, your perceptions will change your energy.
Could you share with us what Dr. Murdoch has meant to you in your life and helped you on your journey?
Well, Dr. Mike Murdoch, you know, it would take me days to explain exactly the impact he's had on me. I mean, he makes things so simple. It's just like Jesus Christ. Just make things so simple that you got to stand up or else it'll go over your head, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Dr. Mike Murdoch, I mean, when I first met him, I mean, he just walked up and he grabbed my hand and he gave me a hug, and we had never met before.
Uh-huh.
And he saw something in me that I didn't see in me.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
You know, he once told me, he said, stop looking for somebody to sit under. You are the leader.
Oh.
And that has had a profound impact on me. And to make it, I mean, he was not the only one that's told me that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, it's like, wow. And so I've been running around here trying to find somebody to sit under when in the past 19 years of my own personal development, I have read hundreds and hundreds of books. Mm-hmm. I've been to hundreds of seminars. I've met with a lot of people. And so I have grown so much faster. And a lot of people, they just wait on God to tell them what to do. Well, I would
yeah.
submit to you that God has already told you what to do.
Yes.
Now you got to get busy doing it.
Yeah. You know, you stated, and this statistic, or this number, blows my mind, that 77% of the information that we receive on a daily basis is negative. And where do you think most of this information comes from?
Well, you got five senses, January. You got your eyes, your ears, your smelling, your feeling, and your touch.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you think about what is the most accessible point is through the eyes.
Yes.
And all you have to do is flip on the TV and just look at the titles, see what the substance is of all the shows that they've got on there, except on TBN, of course.
Right.
If you look at what they're talking about, I mean, these networks, they thrive on conflict and controversy.
Oh, I know. It's just so depressing sometimes.
Yes. It is depressing because misery loves company. And if you sit down and you suck that stuff in, it just reinforces everything anyway, the way you feel and all that. Why you can't make it, you just sit down and you look, well, that's why I can't make it, because I got the same thing. Well, see, if you keep on putting that into your mind, see, if you listen to a lie long enough, you'll believe it.
Oh, yeah. And, you know,
see, this is what happens when you sit down and you focus on all these crazy shows, the Jerry Springers and all this kind of nonsense, and even watching the news. I mean, you hear about everything on the news, and then you look at the movies that are coming out.
Yeah.
I mean, you think about the path of this country. You know, did you happen to look at my article in the Washington Times?
No, I didn't.
Well, that I've got an article in the Washington Times entitled "Will the Democrats' Politics of Ignorance Prevail in 2011 and 2012?"
Mm-hmm.
See, it's a mindset. We got a bunch of people now that don't want to get up and do it themselves. They want government help, and government help breeds dependency. And then you get a bunch of people that won't get up and do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because that'll mess with my check if I get up and do that. You know,
there's a great amount of inertia taking place, and people aren't going forward. But, you know, Rob, I have to go forward towards the end of the show, and I loved having you back with us again. And one comment that I wanted to share with our listeners, you stated that you turned your car into a rolling university. And when I'm driving, I listen to audiobooks, CDs, and motivational speakers. What great advice that is. And, again, thank you, Rob Hill, for coming on our show again.
Well, January, I do appreciate you inviting me, and I look forward to a long and mutually beneficial relationship.
Oh, I do, too. For our listeners, we hope you've enjoyed our show today, and be sure to catch all of our interviews with constant streaming at blogtalkradio.com 24/7. My upcoming guests this week are all exciting, eclectic, and energizing. They will amaze, amuse, and astonish you. This is the show where you hear inspiring information that will help you to become successful. If you've enjoyed this show, please click the follow tab under my picture and become a regular listener by registering with blogtalkradio.com. I would love to welcome you to our wonderful no whining world. We love sharing our stories and secrets for success. It's our hope that we can encourage all of our listeners to emulate our guests today and every day. Remember my mantra, if you think it, then you can do it. Now, my chocolate comment of the day, put eat chocolate at the top of your things to do list. That way, you will at least get one thing done each day. Again, thank you to my wonderful guest, Rob Hill. This is January Jones thanking all of you for joining me today on my journey and reminding you to take care and stay safe.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones Sharing Success Story. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you can think it, you can do it. That's what all of our guests have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own story with your family and friends. We hope that our guest stories will encourage you to explore an equation in your future that will combine your creativity plus connecting with others will enable you to be successful too. Always remember, your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you explore the wonderful world of January Jones.